move to a level in which human beings can solve problems cooperatively and can resist domination and hierarchy. That's pretty exciting stuff. That's a zone that I aspire to live in. May the force be with you. Thank you.
Come on, Bone Crusher.
Give me that rush. Man, that ain't nothing compared to the rush you can get when you're killing somebody, man. You know what I mean? When you're looking in their eyes and you're seeing all that life just go right out of them, it's power. I hate people, man. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about nothing. Nah. All my life, people fuck with me. Don't you fuck with me, man. I just fucking hate people. I hate people. And I don't care. I just don't fucking care. I don't care. No, I am the baddest motherfucker you ever saw, man.
No. Twelve. Welcome to Santa Cruz Pirate Schmuck Radio. I'm your host, The Scourge. Got a bunch of music for you today. I thought Monty was going to be in here with me. Obviously, he's not. So, I don't know why, but I feel like I sound flat on this. Maybe I need to just turn myself up. Yeah, I'm not fucking... Not a lot is going on with me. Fucking wrecked another car. Living punk rock. Fucking DRI went fucking really well for all those who didn't go. Morning Glory was awesome. Resistant Culture was awesome. Yeah, if you didn't go to those shows, you fucking missed out. I have been taking a few weeks off. Because obviously I need the fucking... the rest and relaxation. But I'm back now. And we can all rejoice. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just fucking... High as always. Got a lot of good music coming up. I got a whole bunch of Tank Crimes music. For all those that aren't familiar with Tank Crimes, it's a label based out of the Oakland Bay Area. Super fucking rad. Opened up the show with a No Service Project song, Reagan Youth, and an Anthrax song. This, of course, is the Hot Toddies. Up next, I got a fucking track from the band Youth of Youth of Too Gay, not Youth of Today. Got Cerebral Ballsy track, Theory 66, Santa Cruz's Own. Up Here in the Test Tube Babies, The Templars, Descendants, Meat Men, got a few Common Riders tracks, and some Classics of Love right after that. I got Trash Talk, there's a whole bunch of music. We just got a request for some Dystopia. Gotta figure out what song. If you want to call, talk to us. I suppose me, I don't know why I'm saying us, dude. Give us a phone. Give me a fucking phone call. I'm fucking bored, dude. We can talk about whatever the fuck you want. We can talk about me. We can talk about you. We can spread gossip. Whatever you want, man. Or woman. We are an equal opportunity show. So give us a call. 831-427-3772. I'll be surprised if one of you schmucks actually calls. But, yeah. We're gonna kick it off with some Youth of Too Gay. I do really enjoy homosexual hardcore. I think it's hilarious and awesome. And, yeah, I'm not sure if this band... I know it's members of Project X. I'm not sure if they're really gay or what. But, listen to the lyrics. It's pretty fucking awesome. So, as I said, this track's Youth of Tegay, and then we got some Cerebral Ballsy, Fury 66, and Peer in the Test Tube Babies, then Templars, Descendants, then maybe I'll come back and talk your ear off a little bit. Santa Cruz Parchmuck Radio.
Hello. We'll be right back. losers. That's right, I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. Cruising down the boulevard, waiting for me to ask for your looking for the kids on Friday night. When I go online, it's a smoke cut joint. Side and you're gonna get me tonight. You're a fucking son of a bitch. You arrogant asshole. Your pants are too tight. You fucking homo. You suck. Mr. Butchbuck, you don't belong here. No way. You fucking did. I'm not a loser.
Hey, it's Tesco via the meat, man. What's up, motherfuckers? That's right, I've been doing this shit 30 fucking years and I'm still doing it. Why? Because all the other punk bands are swimming in my fucking wake. You heard it here. That's right, and I'm going to continue to do it. As long as I can put one foot in front of the other. And go out there and kick your fucking ass. I'm not like these goddamn NoFX bands.
I am just a 40-year-old man singing like a teenager even though I can.
No. Punk rock's supposed to be about hate, hostility, and fucking shit up. You're listening to some dwarves, maybe? Maybe some sick of it all? Maybe some meat men? Right here on Santa Cruz Pirate Schmuck Radio. 101.3 FM in Santa Cruz. Or free online at freakradio.org. Kill a Christian for Uncle Tesco.
Santa Cruz Pirate Schmuck Radio. That was the Meat Men. If you didn't fucking know. So, we got some requests. We got a request for Dystopia so somebody could cry. But unfortunately, fuck Dystopia. I like music. So. That's not going. Okay. That's me just being a dick. Dystopia's alright. They're alright. They're not great. You know? But I'm also not into, like, crazy metal. Like, right now, 3 Inches of Blood is playing at the Catalyst Atrium. I could have gone there or done my show. But I'd rather sit alone in this room playing music I've heard already. Instead of walking over to the Callus and getting him free to see 3 Inches of Blood. And that's a decision I chose to make. And I don't regret it. But, the spouse of the person who requested Dystopia, requested, some Parsons, I love the Parsons. This one is, the song I'm going to play is not as well known as their classics. I know he probably wanted me to play one of the classics, but this is from their, I think, 2004 album, Idiot Nation. The song's called Reality TV, and I think it's fucking super rad. I think it's really fucking good song. I think it's a good album. So... Yep. Sounds like somebody might be here. I'm gonna play that for you. Here's the Parsons, Reality TV. So here's a few tracks from Common Rider. If you don't know Jesse Michaels, figure it out, bruh.
From Reels, left out of the feature. So if you like bad scenes, I'm your creature. Enter these embarrassing moments. Tantrums and unclear omens. Arrange the things I marry. Dress up what I can't bury. Counting pots in the jumble of short waves. Cracking jokes, trying to appear brave. I should know by now. Where the waves are the way the highest. When the house of stone falls down, and your reason to go on grow quiet, this is where the answer will be found. This city is made for taxis, not sensitive types like you and me. They offered you a sack full of diamonds, headlines, handshakes, even triumphs. Waves move, but water stands still. It's beautiful, say what you will. You're right in the back of the train, writing down notes in the book of hard rain. You should know by now, where the waves are the waves are highest. When the house of stone falls down, and your reason to go on go quiet, this is where the answer will be found. When the house of stone falls down, and your reasons to go on grow quiet, this is where the answer will be found. When the winds are the winds are highest. When the house of stone falls down, and your reasons to go on grow quiet, this is where the answer will be found. At one.
one who's sitting and thinking of all the beautiful things he could have become. Instead of a lyrical oracle, and I'm a most appreciative one. Cause I'm in a world of my own when I'm into it, I don't want anything else. And nothing can bother me when I'm inside of it, cause I'm a thought of myself. Midnight Marauder spinning on my stereo. Mr. Desmond Deck, I got a crown made of gold. The kids are alright, what I hear. London calling, but I have no fear. Miss Ella Fitzgerald got no peer. A music sheet, music make the truth so clear. Classics above make a dark daylight. If you don't believe the words, then just look into their eyes. Sun shining, sun shining, sun shining, shining down on a cloudy day. I know the song's gonna last forever. That's what I say. I'm running around in my mind, and my mind's a fucking zoo. One of the ones under the gun, wondering what do I do? Ever feel the same way, slave to the brave way, brave if you're brave way, through the true you. If you take me out, please don't forget to take me home. If you take me to a party, don't forget the microphone. If we take my car, then please don't try to test the radio. Cause the midnight sun is burning, bringing peace into my soul.
Before he covered it in it's up to us to keep you well healed, and all you care about is what it feels. Who's paralyzed in the corner? Right before the house burns down. I wanna know if you did what you came for. I wanna know, did you leave satisfied? I wanna know, tell me who's the one to blame for telling you the devil in the sky.
Cruise Pirate Schmuck Radio. We're talking Frowny Cat.
Meow.
I got a microphone. Meow. If you want to use one of those microphones.
This one?
Yeah, I suppose that one. You want to say who you are? And
hey, this is Nina, and we're gonna check out the cats. Meow.
Well, we're gonna watch some cats videos.
It's important on a Wednesday night.
But they were just listening to Common Rider and Classics of Love right here on Santa Cruz Pirate Schmuck Radio. Now, we're talking kidnapping Frowny Cat. So if anyone knows where this Frowny Cat that's on all the memes, where that Frowny Cat lives,
we're coming to get you, Frowny Cat.
Give us a call right down here at 831-427-3772. We got nugs for any tips that will lead, and catnip that will lead to the whereabouts of Frowny Cat. So, coming up, we got some trash talk. We got two filth tracks got two Municipal Waste tracks from the Toxic Split, some Los Crudos, some Limp Wrist, Zero Boys. So you're still listening to Santa Cruz Patrick Rio, just so you haven't forgotten.
You ready? Hey, yo, what's up? You listen to Pirate Schmuck Radio, Santa Cruz. This is Lee from Trash Talk. Tune the fuck in or shut the fuck up, you dumbass bitch!
Don't talk out to anyone who's ever fucked me over. Anyone that's ever lied to me. Anyone that's ever told me I'm going nowhere in life. Fuck you! You fucking piece of shit!
Santa Cruz Power Schmuck Radio. That's Municipal Waste. And morning sex. As in morning. So, super jealous. Found out today. Los Crudos. Fucking hardcore legends. Hardcore punk legends. Whatever. Fucking playing some South America days. Super, super jealous. Hope they come to America. Because that would be epic. Crudos Soy. So I got two fucking songs from them. And then I got like four fucking Limperist songs. Limperist is playing two days in the U.S. One of those days being San Francisco on the 27th. That's December 27th, 2012. They're going to be playing San Francisco at the El Rio, then at some, I think, Submission. So they're playing an all-ages show, and then they're playing a 21-up show. So figure it out. Ugh, sorry. Figure it out. Learn it up. Go to both these shows if you can. Because Limperist fucking does it right every fucking time. So, do it up. Here's Los Crudos. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dad, could I get a ride to the show?
Sure. Who are you going to see?
No, nobody special. You know, just some punk bands.
You're not going to see anything weird, are you?
You know, Dad...
What kind of shirt is that? Limp wrist? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, I
mean, oh my God, there's a penis on that!
Dad, it doesn't... It's just a shirt. It doesn't mean... You know, that's all I'm wrong. We ain't really wrong. I'm like fuck. That's all I'm wrong. I'm all about praise. What's the way that you're feeling? There was no sex to me.
Zero Boys, Driving. Before that was Limp Wrist and Los Carritos. I'm going to play a few more tracks from Zero Boys. Civilization Dying, Charlie's Place, Down the Drain. Then I'm going to have some Face the Rail for you. I'm going to do some skate punk.
Rock star who made a lot of money. All got one.
fucking Bay Area. Gonna play a few more tracks. Trash Talk, Problems, We Skate, Space Invaders.
Yeah. Papa John.
How's it going?
I need you to make an order.
Alright, pick up for delivery.
This is a pickup for Big D.
For Big D?
I need a one large chop.
Actually, I'm gonna bring it in. I feel like this has to be brought up. So
you're late.
Yeah, no. You gotta repeat that.
The superior authority that you think that you have over women. Go for it. Basically, we can't just jump in on this conversation.
Alright, we're back. We've been occupied. We got a knock from, now that you guys want to say who you are.
FD motherfucking SH.
Alex.
With a couple homegirls and a couple homeboys.
Today, what's this?
So, where's everyone else? Where'd Monty go?
Monty the hell.
Is Monty?
He has some lips wrapped around his
head. Is he still coming?
I don't know. He might still be coming.
Somebody's a little bitter. Yikes! And another reason why men are superior to women.
If I was shot the fuck up.
What happened?
What? The superiority.
What in the world happened? I was making a comment, but.
These views do not represent the program. anything you guys want to talk about?
Well, what I was talking
you
about. What
you
I was.
There?
Yeah, so, we're on
somebody, internet. Somebody look at the door. Where'd Dylan go?
What I was talking about is the feeling that it feels great to just agree with somebody when you know that you're right.
Even though they're wrong.
Even though you know they're wrong, just agree with them and know that you're right.
Words of wisdom.
It's how to live happy.
It will bring a smile to your face. Every time.
What if you're angry and you just don't give a fuck?
Well, no. Now that a woman spoke up, let me go ahead.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, I wasn't going there, but... What was that? What was that, sweetheart? What was that, sweetheart? Woman? Excuse me. Human being? Right. And you know what?
Let's keep it simple.
Maybe you're right. Doesn't that feel great?
What if you're wrong?
Because guess what?
You're very wrong. You're pissed off.
No, you're very wrong. You're an unsuperior race.
Now we're in our own race? You don't even make any sense.
No, shits are for faggots and queers.
Alright. I will ask. That,
chicks are for queers.
Anyways. Anyways, cutting off this ridiculous conversation. We are,
by curious.
Gonna play some tracks from, Big D and the kids' table.
Okay? Chicks are for queers. Handle that action.
Yo, what's up, Papa John?
How's it going?
I need to make an order.
Alright, pick up for delivery.
This is a pickup for Big D.
For Big D?
I need a one large topping.
One second. What do I want?
Dead ass.
Huh?
My nuts.
Say what?
My nuts.
No clue what you're saying.
My nuts in your mouth, bitch. Big D. Dropping tracks with Scully B from the East Coast, bitch. Go down, Big D. Give me one topping with dead ass on it.
What?
Deadass. I need a pizza pie. Scully B.
Sure.
All right, y'all down with Big Dead a witness?
Nope.
Ass on a pizza.
Nope.
How about yo nuts? Yo nuts in my mouth, bitch.
Nope.
Big D.
I'm from Gypsy Hill. I don't know what you're talking about.
With a checklist, I took the rules, broke them in two. Then I must have started life with a
fucking stoned as bollocks.
Don't mind they're around. She spends her time backing up pyramids. She's just not like them that gossip or timid. Now she's angry, now she's mad. Always telling everyone that she made up a fad. Always telling me I should or I shouldn't. Always testing me to make a thing mad. Evil girl, you mess about your dating and it's great, yeah. Almost took it through the lot of sex, you're so mean. She loves you cause you're too cute, I mean. She loves you cause you got her, know you got her. Other people, now she's drunk, you now she's gone. And if you when they drop the bomb, and now she needs some new to make her cool, to make her see the best thing in your world, but the worst thing after all. Evil girl, every girl, law, my choices. Evil girl, every girl, girl I wanna submit. Evil girl, every girl, law, my choices. Evil girl, every girl, girl I wanna submit. And the sun goes down, and the salt's in town, with my hand in my hand, a beginning and an end. I didn't wonder if I ever really wanted it.
We go.
where the fuck is Carl?
I don't know, man. Where the fuck is Keg?
Yo, man, where the fuck's Slammy?
I don't know, man. They went to go get the Grudge blow-up doll.
Well, when I find them, I'm gonna bust their heads open.
Anyway, man, this is one gem that's gonna bust the house down.
Life filled with many fears. Which one should I take? When the choice comes, I'll have fun. I'll be drinking. But wait! When there's a conflict, I will drink. We'll be doing this. Drinking straight! Thank you, friend, because now it begins to stop that voice to me. When there's a conflict, I will drink. We'll consume them. Drinking straight.
we here, Santa Cruz.
Shh,
everybody.
But, you know,
this motherfucker's on a cell phone. We're here, Santa Cruz Pirate Schmuck Radio. We're here being occupied by FDSH. They are occupying the studio right now. We are here with sexual deviant temptress Alex. She's over here indulging us, giving us lessons on how to rally men's buttholes, how to sexually dominate your man.
Just if you're curious.
So we are asking her questions, and you can call in and ask questions. If there's anybody out there listening to this, you can call and ask 831-427-3772.
I want to know where this fetish really all started with you, Alex. That's what I want to know.
Who?
I want to know, like, when it kicked off with you.
Scoot up to the... Yeah, you have to scoot up to this little lady.
I want to know when this...
I was about 18.
Okay, all right, here it is.
And, I had to break off my boyfriend because he was a little too, clingy and weird. Dancing around in his Danzig gig and thinking he was all that, playing an evil, you know?
Let's leave some names out of this.
No names. I guess you know who you are with that long hair and those tight panties.
Jesus, yeah.
Anyway.
Names are okay now. No.
So,
He will remember.
I didn't even say a name yet.
Yeah,
no, she's.
I said
anyways, keep on topic. Yeah.
He did try to look like Danzig.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, that's besides the point of her sodomizing men. The point of the conversation is her interest with the brown, okay?
Get back to the meat and potatoes.
Now she's a race trainer?
Now.
Oh, no.
Now, when
there
you...
There was no Mexican.
Sorry, have you only done white butt?
Only white butt.
Only
I have
white
a
butt.
White supremacist.
You only supreme... You only supremacist the white butthole.
I only suppress white butthole.
Okay. Now, when you're suppressing this white butthole...
Or press...
What, how do you do it? Like, do you use a carrot? Do you use a strap-on? I create a mental portrait for our audience.
No idea.
First, I like to tie them up. Ankle, wrist, so they can't get away.
Now, to themselves or to objects? Like
to
a
bed frame.
Okay.
To the bed frame.
Okay.
And then, once they can't get away, then I get some KY.
Why KY as opposed to, like, I don't know.
Some spit? I don't know. Spit's pretty ruthless.
I was going to say Lubriderm.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with a 12-inch dildo that's about 3 inches in diameter... And
now, is that an actual...
Is
it real lubrication? Know coming before their time?
Oh, they know.
Oh, they know.
They know. He knew.
Oh.
He knew.
Was it his mouth first?
It was. He sucked on it like it was a big old fucking wet cock.
I was just joking.
Actually, I think I stuck it in myself and then choked it down his throat.
At least it had a little taste to it.
So you stuck it in yourself before shoving it down his throat.
It was
huh?
red and veiny.
Oh,
now are you talking? Are we talking about when it was red and veiny? Or are we talking about?
It was red and veiny in its Christmas stocking when I bought it for him.
Keep that grip tight. Hold
and it was
on.
Double sided.
Keep that grip tight.
Hey, I know this is gonna come as a surprise, but. You guys gotta be quiet behind so we can all hear the lovely lady talking about.
Not so lovely right now.
Maybe she needs to get the fuck louder. Put the mic in your mouth, bitch.
Now, does it have a name?
What?
Does your sodomic What do you call it?
Just Mr. Big.
Just Mr. Big? Is that a real name or is
that... Yeah, it's a real name.
Okay. Mr. Big.
It was bought for him in his stocking for Christmas.
No. Did he ask for that? Or?
No, I thought it would be a surprise.
Okay, and then Mr. Big just somehow got...
It was adding up to our breakup that I was going to disrespect his
was
asshole.
Was he excited?
So you gave him in his Christmas stocking this hint that he had no idea. It's like, this is going to be your demise. Here you go.
Right.
It's just going to be in your stocking.
That's right.
That's pretty fucked up and dick. But
I'm a dick.
So... Have you ever torn anybody's butthole?
No.
No?
I was polite.
You're...
As polite as I could be when I was, you know, ramming it in his ass.
Hmm.
He squirmed a lot, and his hands turned purple, and his feet were kind of, like, kicking a little bit.
Yes!
We got a caller. Caller.
What's up, bitches? You want to get out of here?
Hey.
Hey, Seth.
Hey.
Dude, I love this conversation you guys got going on.
Hold on, let me try and get a headset for the lady so she can hear you.
Let me get my shit together.
Can we hear it out here?
Yeah, it'll be out of
here.
Hey,
put this on. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, turn that shit down. I fucking hate hearing my voice in the fucking radio.
Oh, there we go. Hey, lady.
Oh, hi. Dude, you're using KY for fucking anal?
Yeah.
With your man?
Here.
Oh, well, it was my ex that I was ripping apart his ass.
Dude, actually, go to the fucking sex store next time and look for, like, the homo lube.
You can't
the homo lube?
Is that a brand
name? You know, because KY is mainly for, like,
you're pretty,
for the vagina and
shit. About this subject. You're quite knowledgeable on penetrating butt?
Well, I put in my own butt, so yeah, I would know enough,
yes,
and I do talk to a lot of...
Come on down to the radio station!
That is a confirmation.
Homo Joe? What's up with...
So this homo lube...
Don't use KY, because KY is more designed for, like, women when they get kind of dry.
Right.
What's the difference?
Actually, I hit up Frenchies here and there.
Can buttholes not get lubed in the same manner?
Does it have to be homo lube?
It does, because it's not like a water-based
thing. Are you an anal queen?
I'm not an anal queen, dude. I don't dig anal.
Just like anal? What do you say you stick in your own butt?
But yeah, but I don't do it. Like, I don't let my husband... Have you... If I'm sticking my
husband
dick, I wouldn't...
Why you stick in your butt?
Yeah, why would you let your husband...
Hey.
Why would you just fuck yourself?
Certain people are asking questions.
No, we're all...
They're all asking questions.
I want to know about this bitch's ass.
We got a caller, guys. Don't get too excited.
No, all get rowdy. They don't
get rowdy.
No,
they hear a girl like me. Oh, my God.
He's insecure about the size that goes into your asshole.
My boyfriend's dickhead is kind of like...
Small?
It hurts, dude. It hurts.
I would worry
about him if he was a homer.
What's he got going on for himself?
Is he swinging pipe, hon?
Is he hanging dong?
I don't know if I could say that right now. He's got his head down, like, in total embarrassment. Like
is it
a big old donkey dick.
Is it over 8 inches?
Hey,
just say yes or no. Come on.
He's got a speck of a pecker. Oh, it's so small.
Yeah, he is. Okay, whatever, dude.
No, it's not.
Poor guy.
Okay, it's small. It's so small.
Does he have...
It's all good.
You guys, shut up for a second. Does he have ED?
He's got a cheese wheel.
No, but seriously, don't let him put it in my ass, because you know how much that would hurt, dude.
I bet that hurts.
Yeah, dude, it's not even the fact that his, like, dick is really that big. It's the fact that his dick head is huge. He has an enormous dick head, and it hurts so badly.
Is your anal cavity bigger than your vagina cavity?
No. Oh, you know what? No, because I have a kid, so obviously it's not, because it's already, like, fucking... It's been destroyed.
The doors have been blown off the church?
They have a surgery for that.
And there's also Kegels.
But you think I'm going to care? You think I care about that? I'm already married and fat and have a kid, so why the fuck would I even...
Clinch it.
I hear fat chicks like big dicks.
Put your pussy
as a fat chick. Yeah, we do.
You do.
Yeah.
Fat hold your breath,
like
real hard, real quick.
Do you swallow your man's semen all the time?
Mm.
I bet you.
Do you let him stick it in your ass and then stick it in your mouth?
No, no, no. Okay, I'm gonna take back control of this conversation. What do you think about the lady's conversation about how she likes to rally men's buttholes? Do you agree or disagree? Do you think her rallying men's buttholes is empowering women?
Oh, to a certain extent, it is.
To a certain
extent,
yes.
But when they kind of get embarrassed
yes.
about it, then
Guys
no, it's
in
not.
Santa Cruz speaking up, dude.
She's you know, like, hey, dude, what would you do if your fucking whiz showed up with a big old fucking dildo and wanted to shove it up your ass?
I don't even let fingers up my ass.
What about it?
See, I've gotten three fingers deep, and that's about as far as I can get.
No, doesn't even get there.
No, yeah.
It's a mixture of me being ticklish and just not down.
No, I've gotten that far until, like, he actually put it up and was like, no, what the fuck are you doing?
it took three fingers?
I got three fingers and yeah.
Three?
Oh, believe me, because the next day, because we were really drunk, and he was like,
"Get a little three fingers. Your three fingers suck."
Oh, my God. So that is confirmation. You had three fingers in your spouse's butthole.
This is great
radio. Yeah, why not?
Awesome.
It was awesome. Believe me, that night it totally was. And then
now, did that make you feel more empowered as a woman?
No, not necessarily.
I think that
it doesn't make a difference. It shouldn't be about empowering and domination. It should be about fucking. Right? Like, why should anybody fucking feel empowered over another and fucking feel like a dominator unless they ask for it, right?
He asked for it when he got
I'm just
up,
asking
you know?
The question.
Okay, if he asked for it, if your lady friend in the background says he asked for it, then he fucking asked for it. But don't ever fucking feel empowered if somebody asks you for a sexual favor. Women empowerment should have nothing to do with fucking sex and, like, just straight up banging.
So a man getting a dildo in his asshole doesn't make you feel empowered over him?
It doesn't, no.
What do you look like? You what do you look him in the eye afterwards?
Have
you done this to a man? Like a respectable man that just got fucked with a dildo in his ass by you?
I think, honey, we need to get your man on the line and get his views on this.
I've never gotten a dildo up my dude's
got a small little.
Oh,
but
you've never done
just because he didn't want
ass,
to and he was like, nah,
experience.
Like, you keep it?
And that's
kind of thing.
Why the woman is the subservient race because they
shut
enjoy
it down,
to
shut
the goddamn
down.
Okay,
man.
We're not even yet. We're not.
Heads off. You want to get on this? Or
yeah, dude. Hand the phone to him. Let's get his opinion.
He hasn't had a dildo on his ass. What's his opinion?
He just knows that he's
old. I love my bitch too much freedom. She wanted to make a call.
I know, my chick likes to pack other dudes in the ass. Cool.
How's funny?
I want to know,
hey?
Do you
hey?
Mind that your
nah.
girlfriend cheats on you
nah.
with dudes in the ass?
Alright. Shit.
That's right, in your
shit, dude.
Well,
I suppose that was our conversation. Seems like we're at the crossroads.
What, like shoving dildos up dudes' assholes?
Yeah, I feel like the mystery must continue.
You know, it hits a really good gland over there. You know that fucking orgasm gland. What the fuck is it called?
The prostate, yeah.
I guess you come really hard on it, but
that's because you're fucking pushing in on his guts and
if only.
What up, Heath?
Oh shit. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just fucking hearing your guys' fucking sex fucking panorama going on.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. So,
fucking fingers up the butt and whatever you got going.
Did she really get three fingers up your butt?
Yeah, it hurt. Very badly.
I bet it hurt, dude.
Yeah, I was not happy.
Oh, so good. Just step back and not let your dumb ass hit me up. Fuck yeah, what do you got for your next fucking music jam? What's going down?
That's a good question. We got some Allison's No Way. I figured that would be very appropriate to all of
No way. Alright, caller.
But yeah. Alright, well.
Those guys are getting wet by over here about this shit.
I know, right?
But I want to go with my zombie. I can't tell you later.
The mentor.
But if I can, thanks for the call.
No problem, dude. Fucking
talk soon.
Easy, fucking
meal. I'm waiting for
that. Alright, peace out, Pete. Adolescents, we got no means no. Kids can't use kids like us.
souvenirs that you buy along the way. With a bag of wire, red and soaked our way. With a bag of wire, a true Yankee pioneer. Yankee
We are talking about some shit in here.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about some shit in here.
Yeah! Broke down
to fuck the FCC myself. Morning Thunder program, which I was just about done with the music, but then I had to play more. It seemed like somebody's been updating the music files, and I found some stuff I gotta hear. But I gotta tell you what we already heard, or I'll get way lost, way back at the beginning of the set. A Pirate's Life by the Vandals. I think opened up, patched up old disc that Skidmark Bob gave me for my birthday one day. And, almost not playable. And that the Vandals now have a file. They have a file. Amazed. And, of this song, because it takes me way back. It makes me feel young again. Having actually been, I don't even know how old I was, but I was at, and that's punk rock. I gotta tell you, it was nostalgical. And dirt people everywhere. Week, as a lot of weeks, comes from the Wren's Nest at the Witch Vox. The Witch Vox at www.witchvox. That's witch, common spelling. V as in Victor, O-X. .com. Hidden reserves of water, the source of life in the Nazca Lines, is from the air. Tours are an industry, as indicated by the handwritten sign taped to my plane's instruments are welcome, it says in six languages. Not bad for dusty dish signs, while a lizard crazy woman sweeping the desert during which she rests our winter solstice. Go figure. But just a third of lines can be linked to the astronomical observations. It could be, let's see. Well, that one didn't have a good enough holiday to grasp me, so. Sun ahead. God, I know what that means, and I have a hard time making that sense. The return of the warm sun ahead of the long winter. It's about showing the unity of, as it commemorates the new year, in Western and Northern traditions of Wicca. Tiridia, pagan rituals whenever they decorate their houses, followed by listening sermon outside in the field, can accommodate many people. In Muslim countries, people commonly congregate in an open field, a mosque. In past Christmas, was very Dolan's professor of African American studies believes it will take more than a dashiki to cure the problems that plague African Americans. Owens said he thought that the festivals were a good place to. The man that created Kwanzaa, Ron, is stunned of it. Uncle Phil, I don't have that much bee or tortoise shell cats. Of course, we're grateful to anyone. One of our homeless cats, see them out of their pen and settled together in a caring family by Christmas. Equally, William and Purdy are adorable kittens and would benefit from getting used to a family life. Sam 7 and Lulu 8 are about to start their fourth month in a foster 284 space 72425. After a year or so with my first black cat, though, I gotta say, more adept at witchcraft than show up immediately when magic starts happening. But, okay, sorry. Known as West Memphis 3, were teenagers when convicted in 1994. The first is on death row, while the other two receive life sentences without parole. For them, she points out the injustice to the victims and their families, that their killers are still loose, and justice has yet to be served. According to Fox News, Roger Friedman, Johnny Depp, Winona Ryder, Eddie Vedder, Jack Black, and Henry Rollins are among the celebrities who've already spoken out. Your uncle knew that. I was in ignorance of these things and have been enlightened. And now that I've accepted, I see many other things to know, nor do I want to know. Presented finds on Wednesday that shows there are two great hall buildings underneath the ground, about 100 meters from the major burial mounds at Boer. The Boer mounds are the largest group of burial. What? On Freak Radio, Santa Cruz.
see if this works.
Third trip. I'm Henny, I'm switching with some Listerine trip. I could bring some lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, we happy and go see it.
That was a song by Dan the Builder. Trying to make it go, trying to make it quick, motherfucker. Tell me how bad of a job I'm doing. 8-1.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
So what's happening out there in this fucked up world, V?
In this American life, the Georgia prisoner strike continues into its second day. Yeah, if you don't want to fucking...
One time right now. Hold on, stay strong. I see you when you touch down. I see you one time right now. Hold on, stay strong. I see you when you touch down. It just tightens right back, man. Hit me right back, man. Right back. Hit me right back, man. Right back. Hit me right back, man. Right back. Easy to fall, but harder to get back. I'll do it. I'll play it. Don't give up. My shorts are sabers and putting doves on them back now. Hold on, stay strong. I see you when you touch down.
For years, for some bullshit ass laws. So, we're munching on some beautiful ass Taqueria Vallarta burritos. We're gonna listen to Gangster.
So you wanna be a gangster? I don't think that is the answer.
abrupt end. But good afternoon, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good fucking night when you hear these slumpers. So next, we're going to be listening to some local Bay Area dubstep, the beautiful Lotus Drops. She fucking rocks it live at shows. She's about to rock it right here on Freak Radio. Listen to your underground, independent rapper slash dubstep DJs. They will change your life for the better.
101.1
FM! 101.1 FM! Freak Radio Santa Cruz! Thank you, Anastasia Loaderjobs. That was wonderful. Hey there.
Hello.
What's your name?
Juan.
Juan. Déjame preguntarte algo.
Pregunta.
¿Qué tipo de música quieres escuchar ahorita?
En cualquier lengua, siempre.
En cualquier lengua.
Siempre.
En todo el mundo, en cualquier lengua. Es la lengua de amor. Y también, feliz cumpleaños. Dan the Builder and Fishfinger, All I Want for Christmas. Dan the Builder también habla español. Oh, está rompiendo toda la máquina. Dan the Builder y Fishfinger con Todo Quiero Para Nada.
How? How the creatures not leave the dummy arms? Suddenly I heard a strange jammer. I went, tippy-toe. I could see your shape from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could.
Believe in anarchy, okay? Believe in fresh pita chips, not anarchy. Believe in Taqueria Vallarta, not anarchy. Believe in Taqueria Guadalajara on East 14th of Rueville, but not anarchy.
Is that in Santa Cruz?
No, that's in Oakland. Taqueria
Guadalajara. I have a proposition. I think that we should make half the show wah 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 wah. And the other half should be Taqueria Burrito Reviews.
All night?
We can,
from 10 to 11?
We can do that. You see, the good thing about Vallarta, too, is that they give you free chips and salsa, so I always give that to the home bums downtown. Ooh. That's what I give away, the free chips and salsa, order some nachos, or burrito, you know? That's good, because you got... That's a pretty good, too. People will grub on some chips and nachos. I mean, some chips and fucking salsa real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tasty.
What's your top pick for Burrito Bay Areas. Bay Area says Santa Cruz burritos. What's?
I'm really disappointed with Santa Cruz. I'll say that much. Maybe I just haven't gotten around enough, but I think right now my favorite taqueria is Los Pericos.
Ooh.
I know, and I mean, not to hate on them, but it's just not the best thing out there.
Did I ever tell you I went to Los Pericos for the first? So we would just. We had a lot of squash.
Dude, we do that at Chav Town. I don't know what you're talking about. Those apples and figs. Come pick our figs, because they're rotting.
I know.
We are so goddamn rich.
I know. It's ridiculous. Everyone's like, we don't have any food. Besides, all the food growing on your feet. Well, there's food literally dropping at your feet. Do you not? Good Lord. Good Lord.
What's next? What did we just hear?
What we just heard was... All I Want for Christmas by Dan the Builder and Fishfinger, your local Santa. How about the Robitussin mix to the Twisted Ball? Get ready!
Straight with the fucking ballin'. Part 2. Still ballin'. Corrupt up in this motherfucker. West side. Never since a nigga was a C, only thing promised to me was the penitentiary. Still ballin', riding on these niggas cause they lay in a 6-1 Chevy, still heavy in this gap. Can you feel me? Blame it on my mama, I'm a thug nigga, and the drug dealers tell me if it's on. Nigga, then we first of all, these bitch made niggas sit them up. What's up? You know, love me as a broke nigga, finger on the trigger, Lord, forgive me if I smoke niggas. I let my female shot, the fucker from the back, I get my currency stacked. California, that's why, why these niggas wonder why I got shot but didn't die. Let them see who's next to try. Did I cry? Hell nah, nigga, tears shed. For all my homies in the pen, many peers dead, niggas still ballin'. Till the day I die, you can bring your crew, but we remain true. Motherfuckers still ballin', niggas wonder why. You can bring your crew, but we remain all true. All over show, I fall, I'm the invincible one. Something's dead, we murdered on the front page. Shot the death, bullets to the head, niggas holla out my watch. Shoot down with my nigga from the band. Corrupt pumpin', ain't worried about nothing but so frontin', though we low to keep jumpin'. I feel heat, everywhere niggas see me up in the street. I don't tweak, speakin' straight from VA under the seat. Mash, hit your mold, my thoughts with hope. Plots and plans for chance, money bags and gold rolling collide. Homicide, vibe aside, thug life and dog pound on this midnight ride. Ever since we hit the road, we got station with no hesitation. Make moves, nigga, Mr. Two School, the elaborate. It's so like motion. Focus on the money that's made, and sip on the poisonous potion. Glamour, get your guy, too much heat, too hot. Just shank your shot, indulging in this poisonous plot. Fame and fortune, fortune from gang, weed and zags, and lick amounts of cash. Jacks, it's all the same, ain't shit ever going to change. As long as there's money to hit. Nigga, till the day I die, I still ballin'. Niggas wonder why. You can bring your crew, but we remain true. Motherfucker, still ballin'. Till the day I die, you can bring your crew, but we remain true. Motherfucker, niggas wonder why. You can bring your crew, but we remain true. Motherfucker, still ballin'.
I'm 5950, you're authentic. Took it with that NY on it. There's money to be made and I want it. See my palm been inch longest. So scratch that paper.
Hey! Hey there! Hey,
check out the technique. Check out the technique.
It's kind of like a
That's what La Vita wants and needs.
Yes.
Is for you to be
alcohol and marijuana. She'll be pleased. Hey, but man, you know, I just want to give a shout out. Isn't do a good job. Like play some good music.
Bags, boo, are you listening? Have you been listening?
No, I don't got a radio.
God damn. God
you know, broke ass fools ain't got nothing.
Lord, motherfucker.
Hey, and all the girls that he loves in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
For, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, dude.
It's all the white girls. Wow!
Ow! You got a request?
What kind of music y'all playing?
We're playing bass shit, and we're playing dubstep, and we're playing
man,
bass
man,
shit.
Man, play some
dubstep.
All right, man. All right, man.
I just got it on.
All right, late.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Congratulations. This is my first phone interview thing.
Woo!
Yeah. Let's see if this... Hold on. Let's wait. We gotta wait for the YouTube video to load. Hold on, everybody.
Too short.
Too short. Alright. All mics are on and.
You're all live right now. This is not working.
They just hack up like so many.
I was just talking about jacking off the pictures of you guys.
You have any shouters?
No.
Blackberry molasses like Mr. Who rolled them up quicker? Couple of liquor, now I'm feeling much slicker. If it's not sticky, icky, ooh-wee, I can't fuck with you. I blow that hydro, eyes low. Got me moonwalking like a Michael, mind blow. You smoking with me, it's no survival. Get put to sleep like busting a nut. Cause I'm puffing, I'm puffing, I'm puffing. Ain't no fucking with you. Pull it up in the Dutch to make this roll banana slips up. I don't fuck with dust, my weed come with the cannabis cup. I'm in Canada at the cannabis club. Still blaze up, hazing, I thrill you with my Adelaide thugs. I puff purple kush, thunderfoot, blueberry, train wreck, catfish, G13 and hashies have your brain wrecked. I'm in love with Mary Jane like Rick James, yes. She got me paid and made me famous, shit, I love bro.
Yes, bro, you don't know, all I do is go.
Chronic could turn your face blue with a hypnotic bowl. And don't hide it, line it up and divide it. Or get fucked up quicker than the rise. Pass the fire like Johnny Unitas. Just give me your life like Sean Paul. No dance hall, I'm in Detroit with them Cheddar boys smoking gas, y'all. Or Amsterdam, dawg. Your axe ass, dawg. Smoking super skunk, backseat Mercedes cab, dawg. On the East Coast, I'm fooling with haze. Between the legs of a Cuban broad, doing my braids. High Time magazine, need your dude on the page. Cause I'm smoking.
Well, not to mention it ain't mature, nigga. Give me some grown up. Took a hit, my nose ain't tickle, my eyes ain't open. Oh, I ain't do no kind of coffee. What kind of weed is you smoking? Should've known when I opened the truck door. Couldn't tell what you was smoking. And you say that this some drove, nigga. Fuck no. Them for said, I suggest you throw this big bag of dirt out your window. I can't fuck with Pretendo. No, let's get us some endo, man. Cause I love bro.
You don't know. All up with me. I'll
maybe.
Now let me see everybody do this. Hey, let's go with the bangles. Do it. Hey, the bangles. Do you still? You can help. Let me see you do it. Hey, let me see you do it. Hey, the bangles. Then rock with it. Put the hips with it. All my ladies, let me see you put a twist with it. You can't do it like that.
Cracking on some rock, rock. Dying on patrol, VIP stats, stats, rap with my chrome. Look around the club, what do I say? Everybody rocking side to side to the beat, bass, snapping, nice, bang, bouncing to the groove, all by they self. Captain me from Blankhead, I said you're good at it, good at it. What you do, tell you and your crew, yeah, you even got players and thugs doing it too. Doing it the most that I drink, trap. The most
back to the track, back to the snap. One, two, step, then gotta lean back.
Fucking owns. Sleep.
consisting of me performing live. The band consisting of white people are going to be performing live on air. Get ready. We are so sober.
The pool used to numb up a few G's a week. My clique used to sum up. So my brother got locked up. My girl got knocked up. My closest homies each got popped up and shot up. My four track, the bass from the lab used to blow the absorb back. My ghost was doing trying to make a pick up. Waiting outside for the truck to pick up. Nothing would work, so we back up. Giving grown ass women too. When I was stressed, I would head to the rest. Then the pads on the SP-12 got pressed. Making beats for the streets so the family could eat. In 93, Wu-Tang Clan dropped the first LP. We went platinum. Yeah, we flattened them. Clockers got fat in them. With ink girl, killer bees start swarming them. You can't stop.
Okay, we're gonna start right now. Hello?
Had your kids, had your wife, had your kids, had your wife, had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess.
Have a great day. Lyrics and chords in the description so that you may play your own cover. Watch the original video here if you haven't already seen it enough.
Dad wants to request the Tower of Power song.
Okay. Hold on. The FBI is coming in. Hold on a second.
So, yeah, you know, the finals.
Sounds good. Well.
And then you should play some Jackass.
Some Jackass?
Jack, like J-A-C-K-A.
Oh, okay, Jacka. Okay.
It's called Vegas Life.
All right. Oh! Peace.
Bye.
What I saw at Folsom Street Fair this last year, shoulders, about 50 clothespins on each side, left and right sides, going down his shoulders, connecting to his nipples, then all the way down his thighs to his toes. California, get ready.
talk to you.
Yo, today we have a special guest, DJ. Also, this is like the best night of my life. So, we got the Chronicler in. We imported him in from a bar. We got him specially imported. We had to pay about $3,000 to get him to show up for half an hour. But we made it happen anyway, you know. It was really difficult, and I made some losses.
I mean, I guess.
But you know what? It doesn't matter. We're doing this for you, for the listener. Chronicler, tell us what's going on today.
But I forget that sometimes.
I'm extremely drunk. That's not the point. I'm only going to introduce one DJ from Canada called Excision, who released a album for the Shambhala Music Festival in Canada called the Shambhala 2008 Mix that he mixed. Bill Gates has nothing to do with this. Thank you. All right. So, here we go.
The Chronicler performed live with Cookie Monster at Shambhala. I don't know if anybody
knows Excision. That. Excision. Sorry. Not Cookie Monster. That's a different time.
Triple. Commencing Excision System Check. Treble. Online. Mid-range. Unacceptable. Increasing base level. Online. Full system scan completed. Launching Excision Shambhala 2008.
Jump, 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 jump What do you see when you die?
And the demons come.